Hey listeners, I'm Haley Cox and this is episode 2, Underground Auburn, your top resource for finding out more about the who's and where's of the best music in town. This week, I interviewed Tink Edwards, the vocalist of local ska punk band Blame Sydney. We talk about some of the band's most memorable shows, both good and bad, some interesting songwriting methods, and what's on the horizon for the group. But first, here's a little more of their song, How to Start Again. Blame Sydney formed in Auburn in 2008 as a group of friends who just wanted to play music together, but their approach to the band has changed over the past few years.
We started out kind of, we were very goofy. We didn't really have, all we wanted to do was play, and we didn't care what kind of music or any of that kind of thing, but our goals kind of focused in, and we kind of got a little bit of, I don't want to say fame, because we haven't gotten any of that, but we have fans and people like us now, so we want to do things for them now as opposed to things for us.
His description of the band's early shows as goofy is pretty apt, especially if you consider the location of their first performance.
Our first show was at the Hot Topic in the mall here. It's very awful. I'm sure you can find video of it out there on the internet somewhere, but which I really would not like it if you did that. But we played in 2008, and then we started to practice and learn more songs, and we've done a lot in I think 3 or 4 years now. So
Edwards doesn't just sing, he also shares songwriting duties with the band's other members. Here he explains how their different approaches affect Blame Sydney's sound.
The songs that I write tend to be more poppy, and they have like a kind of like a happier vibe to them. I don't know, I've always liked that kind of thing. I try to put a lot of Weezer-ish kind of, stuff into the songs. Lead guitarist, he's, like, really big into punk and that kind of stuff, so he writes more punk-centric songs. And so we kind of blend those ideas, and our songs are just kind of like a mishmash of a bunch of different types of things.
That sort of variety isn't just limited to how the songs sound, but also manifests itself in the lyrical content as well. From songs about their musical icons like Joe Strummer and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, to ones about beer and video games, there's a little something for everyone.
Yeah, like Zelda, we have a song about Sarah Palin. We have a song about Star Wars. We have a lot of songs about girls, basically. And then we have a bunch of songs that are just nonsense that I have no idea what they're even about. So,
what exactly could motivate someone to write a ska song about Sarah Palin? Edwards explains.
Well, okay, this is a funny story. It's kind of embarrassing. I shouldn't be saying this. We were sitting down and we wanted to write a song. And Luke Sheehan, our, lead, or I guess rhythm/lead guitarist, he had this list of words that he put together, just like random words that he loved. And so he goes, oh my God, I have these two words, moose gun. Let's write a song called that. And so I was like, okay, I don't know what this could possibly be about. And it just so happened that Sarah Palin was, like, on the TV or something, or, the whole, Alaska connection and moose. So, I sat down and just, I really shouldn't say this, but in about 10 or 15 minutes, I just churned that song out. So it didn't take a lot of effort. I'm really sorry if people thought that it was some kind of huge, collaboration, but no.
Now that you know the story behind the song, here's a clip of it. She wears sexy glasses with a librarian smile. Better watch your back, comrade, cause she can see for miles. How can just one lady be the opposite of me? She thinks raptors live with humans in the land of the free, cause she's a moose gun. Yeah, she's a moose gun. While they may not be hotel room destroying caliber rock stars yet, Edward is able to reflect on a particular house show that may have left the residents a little worse for wear.
There's no rules at house shows, basically, and we've destroyed a couple of houses, and I feel really, really bad about it. I remember a couple of years ago, we played a house show in the summer, And there were so many people in the house that our guitarist had to stand on top of their amps and play. And people were standing on top of, I feel sorry for the guy that owns this house, because they were standing on top of his furniture, like jumping and just caving in his couches. And we were just playing and having a great time. And I never talked to that guy again, so I don't know if his house was destroyed, if he ever got any of that furniture back or anything. But yeah, they get pretty wild.
If not more house shows, what's next on deck for Blame Sydney?
Well, we're kind of in a good groove right now, so planning on playing some shows, over the summer. We have 4 or 5 new songs that we're going to put down, and we're going to, bring out a new album, hopefully by fall.
With an EP and an album on iTunes, a third in the works, and a solid and growing fan base in town, I asked Edwards if the group ever thought about relocating.
That's a tough question. I love Auburn. I love the people here. I love the kind of reception that we get, because, you know, we're not like a huge band from, you know, like a cover band that everybody loves and comes, like, flocks to the shows. But we have a nice little niche group of people that come to our shows, and they have a good time. We have a good time. So I guess I am very content being here in Auburn. But I think if we want to move on, or like if we want to grow or expand, we're going to have to leave at some point and go to a bigger music city like Athens or, you know, it's like Nashville maybe. So, but, you know, those aren't in the cards just yet. We'll see what happens. I mean, if we really wanted to be huge, we'd go, you know, like we'd go to Hawaii or Japan, because they're kind of, you know, stuck in 1998 as far as music goes.
So if Blame Sydney will be sticking around Auburn, we then consider the opposite. What if Auburn itself were to become more of a music destination?
I think if the right kind of circumstances presented themselves, Auburn could actually be just as successful as Athens, you know, in the music community. I mean, it's compact, but it's diverse, you know? So I think it's possible.
Edwards previously touched on group dynamics. With countless lineup changes over the past few years, it would be easy to assume that the band members were nothing more than that to each other. But when asked about what really motivates the group, it becomes clear that that couldn't be further from the truth.
I don't know how to answer this without sounding corny. I guess just the love of playing, like, with your friends, you know what I mean? Like, basically, friendship, that's it. We're all really good friends, and we have a lot of fun together. We hang out, like, when we're not playing shows and just do stuff together. And so, yeah, I think our biggest influence is just how well we all get along and just have a good time.
And on that warm and fuzzy note, listeners, we bring this episode of Underground Auburn to a close. This week, Tink Edwards filled us in on some of Blame Sydney's behind-the-scenes secrets, most memorable shows, and their relationship with Auburn and their fans. Be sure to check them out on Facebook for more information and details on upcoming shows. You can find their album In Memory of Mutton Chops on iTunes, as well as the Put That Cookie Down EP. Don't forget to subscribe to Underground Auburn at podbean.com/HaleyCox, so you won't risk missing our next episode when we go behind the scenes of Auburn's hottest new venue, Bloodhound. I'd be remiss if I didn't leave you with one last Blame Sydney track. So here it is, Tink's favorite, Just Stand Still. I'm Haley Cox, and thanks for listening.
Just stand.